Chapter 4. Python comes to help. Python heard the noise and slithered out from under his rock. He slithered to the green, green river. He was afraid of Crocodile, but he wanted to help the elephant's child.
"Pull, elephant's child," he said. "Pull as hard as you can. If you don't, Crocodile will eat you."
The elephant's child pulled one way. Crocodile pulled the other way. The elephant's child pulled harder. So did Crocodile. As they pulled, the elephant's child's nose stretched into a long trunk. But then his feet started to slip in the thick brown mud.
"Help!"
he squeaked. Python slithered down the bank. He curled round the elephant's child's legs. The elephant's child pulled. Python pulled. But Crocodile pulled harder. Parrot heard the noise. He was afraid of Crocodile, but he wanted to help the elephant's child too. He flew over the trees to the green, green river.
Ah!
Parrot grabbed Python's tail in his beak. The elephant's child pulled. Python pulled. Parrot pulled. But Crocodile pulled harder. Aunt Hippopotamus was swimming in the green, green river. She heard the noise. She ran along the riverbank. She slid down the riverbank. She grabbed Parrot's tail in her mouth. The elephant's child pulled. Python pulled. Parrot pulled. Aunt Hippopotamus pulled. And this time, Crocodile opened his mouth and let go. The elephant's child and Python and Parrot and Aunt Hippopotamus all fell back into the thick brown mud. Plop, 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 plop.